Linda Fairstein is the New York Times bestselling author of the Alex Cooper mystery series. She's also a former prosecutor focusing on crimes of violence against women and children. She worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as the head of the Special Victims Unit from 1976 to 2002. She has now just started writing a series for kids. She's introducing a kid sleuth. It's the Devlin Quick Mysteries. The first entry is Into the Lion's Den, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Linda Fairstein to the roundtable this morning. Linda, thank you very much for being with us. Always good to have you on the program.
Well, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
What brought you to want to start this series?
I have written, as you probably know, 18 adult thrillers. I grew up on Nancy Drew mysteries as a kid. I found her in the same age range my books are, this new Devlin Quick is meant for, the 8 to 12 middle grade series. And I just loved the books. I loved Nancy Drew, that she was so courageous and smart and solved mysteries, had this loyal core of friends. So while writing the adult books, I just never got out of my system that I would love to give kids something that brought me into reading as much as Nancy Drew did, that really kept me going with the continuing character to the next book. I wanted the next caper. I wanted to be wherever she was solving a crime, and that led me to keep my adult series going, but sneak in one of these to start.
You, of course, had worked for many years in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as the head of the Special Victims Unit, and so that became your career. But my understanding is, even as a kid, you would write mysteries.
Yes, I actually had no way to prove this. We lawyers like proof, but when my beloved mother died at the age of 88, we found that she had actually hoarded. She seems so normal, but she had hoarded this trove of papers. And the one that I've given my publisher is from sixth grade, the Creative Writing Club, and it's my first mystery. It's illustrated with lovely jacket art that I pasted on there like a sixth grader. That's how far back I remember doing this kind of thing. That's probably about the age I was when I found Nancy Drew. So I had a father I adored just as much who used to say, you have nothing to write about. Don't talk about wanting to be a writer. You need a job, which is why I went to law school. But I hung on to that dream of wanting to write books. So that's what got me to this very place that I am today.
When it comes to that interest in crime, you can trace that back as something that was an interest to you, not just the writing aspect, but of solving crimes.
Yeah, it's funny. I've credited, long before I started writing this Into the Lion's Den book, I credited Nancy Drew with interesting me in both careers, prosecuting, district attorney, and this. Her father in the series was a lawyer in their small town, and it's the perfect mix, being a district attorney, to both investigate cases with the police, which we really do in New York. We play a role in many cases with the cops, and then writing about it as well. So, yes, I think from literature, from Sherlock Holmes, which was sort of my graduating from Nancy Drew into the more mature adventures of Sherlock Holmes, I always was intrigued by following clues and the deductions that Holmes made and getting into solving cases. So, a really nice mix of two careers for me. They feed off each other.
So the first book in the series, Into the Lion's Den, tell us about Devlin Quick, 12 years old and ready to sort of take on the world, isn't she?
I think she is. She's lives in New York. She's a very Manhattan kid, a little edgy, very smart. She has a good sense of humor. What I loved about Nancy Drew was that she had two close girlfriends and a guy friend who they had a blue roadster because they lived in the suburbs. These kids are subway kids, no roadster. But they were very loyal to each other and solved crimes together. So Devlin has this best guy pal, Booker, which I'm hoping Booker will be a draw to boys who like to read as well. And she has very close girlfriends, the one who sees the theft actually on page one, starts the caper in motion, is a visiting student from South America for the summer named Liza. And of course, nobody believes that the kids have seen a theft in the very elegant public library. So the librarian, the teachers, the parents, nobody credits what these kids have seen. And that's why they want to do justice. They want to do the right thing. And they jump in and move ahead when nobody else believes them.
And you were able in this book to do what you do in your adult books as well, and that is really pepper it with a lot of history and interesting facts about the cities, about libraries, and what goes on behind the scenes in these places.
Yes, I love doing it in my adult books because I don't like thrillers that are just car chases and shootouts and violence. So I like to give the reader an entertainment. That's why they bought the book. Same with the kids' book. And I just like to have you come away having learned something. It's what I do when I'm writing the book because it gives me a way to find out something new. So this book is set in the Great New York Public Library, and wherever your listeners are, I'm sure if they've not been here, they know those two iconic granite lions that have guarded the library for 100 years. And so there are just so many other treasures in addition to books in that library. There are things like Charlotte Bronte's writing desk and Charles Dickens' page turner from Victorian days when you used a big bone handle so you didn't get your fingers dirty with newsprint, Gutenberg Bibles, and rare maps, 400,000 rare maps in the library that were used by explorers and warriors in the 15th and 16th, 17th centuries. So it's a chance to sort of explore all of those treasures, but they're not, I hope it's not didactic, it's not hitting you over the head, it's just this is where the crime happened and it happens to be a fascinating place.
As you started this, were there any special challenges in writing for this age group, that the things that you had to think about or that you didn't have to think about as opposed to writing your adult mysteries?
Yeah, really good question, Joe. The first thing I had to think about was, could somebody my age, so late 60s, channel, you know, get the voice right in the conversations, think like a kid, and so I had... Really, people discourage me saying, oh, my God, you know, how many kids have you hung around that you think you can pass off like this? And there are a lot of kids in my extended family and friends circles, and I've been taking notes for a long time of just interesting words they use and ways of expressing themselves and texting, doing things that they do. So that was, for me, the biggest challenge. Could I pass off doing this as a woman with a lot of books under her belt and now start writing for kids? So kids will be the judge, but we've had some test readers, and I think it's going to be fun.
The Devlin Quick Mysteries Into the Lion's Den is the first in the series by Linda Fairstein, published by Dial Books. Linda, best of luck with the new series. Thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A great pleasure, as always, to speak to you.
Well, thank you for having me on again. It's great to talk to you.
Great pleasure. Thank Bye-bye. You. Again, Linda Fairstein is the author of The Devlin Quick Mysteries Into the Lion's Den. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.